Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org, and the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. And on this episode of Tasting Tuesdays, I'm very, very happy to be welcoming back my friend, Mark Cheffo, who is the owner and co-owner and co-operator, along with his wife and partner, Bev, of Liberty Farms in New York. Welcome back to Tasting Tuesdays, Mark.
Thanks, Adam. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And we actually, just for what you call transparency, we saw each other yesterday. Liberty Farms has a stall at the Kingston Farmers Market. And I do my Saturdays with the Migliorelli Farms. So we always get a chance to run into each other, fortunately. Thanks for making time. You know, I do buy a lot of stuff from you over the period of the last few years. Yesterday, I bought a pork shoulder, but, you know, I just sort of take for granted. I have no idea what goes on at the farm. Tell me a little bit how this all works for you. You're an attorney.
I am. Yeah, I mean, look, a question that many people fairly ask me is, you know, how do you kind of do both? And my honest and answer always is I am involved in the farm and very, kind of hands on in many respects, but I have great people. Right. And we have, you know, we've kind of grown over the years. And I think many of the things are, they're all kind of synergistic, but they're a little bit different. We do organic farming, meat, and then veg. And we also have a glamp site, and we're opening a restaurant. And we have a event space. So I think, you know, like most things in life, if you rely and have really good people who
delegating.
Work with you, things go well.
Yeah. So you delegate. You're a good delegator. You learn to delegate well.
I try.
It seems like it's going all right. Liberty Farms is certified organic, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. For meat and veg and eggs.
Is that part of a broader philosophy that you bring to the farm, or was it maybe even part of why you started the farm? Did you have some idea, some principle that you wanted to put into place?
The quick answer is yes. I think really it started, no pun intended, kind of organically, because I think a lot of the practices that we were doing, right, were consistent with organic farming. And, you know, I'm not a person, I would much rather see a conventional farm than a parking lot. So everyone has to work within kind of what they think is their ethos and philosophy. But for us, kind of being stewards of the land, doing regenerative farming, having healthy animals, that's what we were doing. And then it was just a natural extension to just go and really get the certification, which is not easy to do. But once you're in a rhythm and a cadence, you know, they're pretty strict, as they should be, but it works for us. And I think it's also a little bit of a differentiator, right? There are some people who feel strongly, myself included, about, you know, what they eat in terms of organic. And we serve, you know, everyone, but certainly that population of folks who are looking for organic meat and veg.
Right. Well, what makes it challenging getting that certification?
I think some people think it's just like a check the box. I mean, there's the forms and the paperwork are very, intense. They come out and do annual inspections for 8-9 hours. Every animal that is born has to be documented. And, you can't have, hormones or certain types of additions. So I think it's, you have to kind of have your entire farm set up in order to do it, because I think that they are fair, but the requirements are very rigorous, and sometimes they require additional expense.
Right, right. And thank you for being transparent and being open about it, because I don't know if some of this is sensitive. To me, it just seems like, this is fairly straightforward stuff. Every business has its challenges. Why should an organic farm not have its challenges? But I don't know, like, if also there's things that are not as easy to share, but so you'll let me know. But I'm just like, what's a hypothetical type or an example of something that was particularly challenging?
Yeah, look, I'll give you two briefly on both sides. I think, right, so on the meat side, right? One is if our cows are grass fed, so they have to only be on organic soil. They have to get all of the hay in the wintertime and anything else we feed them. And then what is also very challenging is they have to go to a butcher processor that is certified organic, right? And they're much more
Wow.
limited, right, in terms of that. Sometimes it's up in Vermont, sometimes it's limited. So that's something that we have to deal with that a more conventional folks don't. And then on the veg side, we all deal, right? Every farmer deals with weather and issues of help and employees, but we also, right, when we have weeds and bugs, we can't just spray to get rid of them. We have to deal with them, and we have to have extra expense of weeding and taking care and row covers and things that are consistent with organic farming. So it's a labor of love, but it is sometimes more challenging than if we had the ability to just go to any butcher or just apply pesticides or insecticides, which we don't.
Is renting out this, you have all this land, so obviously it lends itself to the idea of renting out maybe a part of the facility for private events. You mentioned, I think you mentioned glamping. All these are kind
So
of
the
are extensions or byproducts of having a business like this, and a matter of maximizing it in some ways, right?
that's right, Adam. I think they all kind of came over time. We have horses, but one of the barns was a breeding stallion barn, which we were not doing. It wasn't our business model. So through some good recommendations, someone said you should turn this into a barn, wedding. It's the barn at Liberty Farms,
I
and
see.
that's what we do. And the glamping, we partnered with another organization and ultimately took that over. And it's consistent with the what we like to think of ourselves, in addition to farmers, as kind of supporting the local communities and our friends, but also ecotourism. And I think those fit, within that broad rubric of what I would consider ecotourism. So it's being a shepherd of the land and steward, but also trying to make sure it's economically viable.
Sure. And right, exactly. You know the potential customer base or whatever you want to call it, right? Like who comes to this area of the state, and what is tourism like? What is the leisure sort of pursuits of our neighbors, et cetera? And how much of the community, being part of the community and being part of and involving being involved with your neighbors is does it take in order to run a farm like this?
It's critically important, right? It's important that they respect us, that they would like to, support us, economically and otherwise. And just being, we all kind of live in the community where we work, and all of our employees do. So I think, if they come to our farm and then they go to eat at a local restaurant, or they hire someone locally, so all of those things I think are a great, great circle, virtuous circle. And we benefit from the same thing. We're about 5 miles outside of Hudson, so that brings some folks who then visit our farm. And we have, we mainly do CSAs, and we have two farm stores and some farmers markets. That's essentially our outlet, is the community.
Amazing. People can visit libertyfarmsny.com to learn all about the farm and perhaps visit whatever. Reach out, do your own Tasting Tuesdays for Pete's sake, Mark, you'll do anybody's Tasting Tuesdays, right?
Course.
What better things do you have to do on a Tuesday afternoon after all? Anyway, we're looking forward to cooking the pork shoulder that I bought, and making some tacos. I might drop off some tacos for you next week. We'll see. Are you going to be at
I
the
hope so.
Kingston Farmers Market on Saturday?
I will be there and looking forward to seeing you.
Same here. Same here. Thank you. And we'll do this again. We don't have to wait so long next time either. We'll do it again. If you have some
Thanks, Adam.
special news. Yeah. I mean, it's a resource. So anytime you have news or, I don't know, something special that you guys are doing, you can always feel free to let me know. And I'd love to bring you back on.
Appreciate that.
Mark, you're welcome. Mark Cheffo, he is a co-owner and operator of Liberty Farms right outside Hudson, New York, you said?
That's correct. In Ghent.
In Ghent, the town of Ghent, of course. All right, this has been Tasting Tuesdays. We'll have another episode next week. Mark, you can host it. It'll be a big help to me. I appreciate it. 98.1 KZE.